Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
When Dale Carnegie wrote his book entitled, How to Stop Worrying and Start Living, he said its purpose was not to tell you something new, but to remind you of what you already knew and to kick you in the shins and inspire you to do something about applying it. Forgive my nitpicking, but the only thing a kick in the shins ever did for me was to cause me to take a couple of quick steps backwards. A few thoughts on worry, however, may do as Carnegie intended to do. Remind you to do something about a problem whose solution you are fully aware of. But just to stop worrying and start living is not as easy as backing up from a swift kick, whether it is in the shins or elsewhere. Most of the time, we worry about things we absolutely cannot change. If we could change them, we would. I was thinking about it just this week in relationship to our ministry guidelines. As I was bouncing along in a bus on my way to a speaking engagement, I was thinking of worry and its futility in light of God's grace and His ability to provide for our needs. Worry, I thought, is nothing less than exhausting tomorrow's grace on today's burden. And then I started thinking about that definition. Yeah, I said to myself, that's pretty good. Worry is exhausting tomorrow's grace on today's problem. Jesus reproved the disciples when they were concerned beyond measure for the future. He rebuked them, called them faithless. He said, "Take no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow will take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." He had just told the disciples that our Heavenly Father knows what we need even before we ask, and that we are still to ask Him only for today's bread. Worry exhausts tomorrow's help on today's need. There is another way that we exhaust tomorrow's grace or help on today's burden, and that is when we bear tomorrow's load today through overwork. Of the some 10,000-plus commentaries which have been released on guidelines, among the top 3 or 4 in terms of responses has been the series I produced on burnout and its effect on our lives. That series resulted in the greatest flood of responses we have yet seen. The messages which came from all over the world seem to draw a picture of so many people who have pushed and pushed until there is no push left. They are frustrated, irritated, and tired. Whether you live in a big city or a small barrio or a town, we feel like we are saying yes to more things and saying no to fewer things. We also exhaust tomorrow's grace on today's burdens when we bear loads that God never intended us to bear. In either case, something is fundamentally wrong when we live beyond today. For today is the only part of eternity we can really claim as ours. God wants you to live today, to put the future in His strong hands. Jesus was very clear when He said, "Come unto me, all of you who labor and are heavily burdened. I will give you rest." Peter wrote that we are to cast all of our care upon Him because He cares for you. How about it? Guilty of exhausting tomorrow's grace on today's burden? Then take inventory with me and learn to live today to the glory of God and rest in the assurance He holds the future. Today's grace is sufficient for today's burden, and leave tomorrow in His hands today. Thank you for sharing these past 5 minutes with me. As I've talked with you, I've talked to myself too. You know that old expression, "What's good for the goose is good for the gander"? I consciously have to tell myself to do what I've told you to do, but I can tell you, having done it, it works. Don't exhaust tomorrow's help on today's need. Face today, and with God's help, you can win.